commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Suppose for a moment that the history of the American Revolution was a little different. We could not have won the war without the French. The Continentals had no navy, and without a French blockade along the eastern seaboard, the British could bring in as many men and supplies as needed. So suppose, hypothetically, that the French hesitated. Instead of setting sail, what if they issued a strong warning to the British Crown and the Redcoats? Don't brutalize your colonists. No massacres, no mass hangings or reprisals. We'll stay out of this as long as it's a conventional war, not savagery. George Washington could not have had a path to victory under those circumstances. He would have to find a way to get the French to assist us. Anything else would mean the slaughter of his army and a traitor's death for himself. If he could, would Washington have manufactured a massacre to draw the French into the fighting? If he could, would he fabricate stories of mass hangings and brutality with hopes that they'd inflame passions in Paris or Versailles? Or, to put it in today's context, if the Americans back then had chemical weapons, would they use them on their own soil to get a third party to fight on their behalf? What if that was the only way, a desperate choice when the only other possibility was defeat? These are the types of questions we should be asking about Syria before we launch against them. Who benefits from the use of chemical weapons there? It's certainly not Bashar al-Assad. He only makes himself an international pariah and makes it more difficult for his Russian allies to stand with him and get aid to him. But the rebels do benefit, and they are ruthless enough to poison their own for a larger goal. But there are doubts if they have the actual gas to do it. Maybe renegade troops are responsible. Command and control is weak on both sides. But do we really want to give small cadres of soldiers and their leaders the power to drag the U.S. into a war? The whodunit part of this story may never be known. So are we satisfied with launching missiles under those circumstances? The bottom line is we have no vital interests in Syria. We are acting only on moral grounds. Is this any different than Libya, when Muammar Gaddafi was massing troops to massacre his own people? Let's remember how that turned out. Rebel forces were not friendly. They were infiltrated with anti-American terrorists. And less than a year later, the people we saved surrounded our consulate in Benghazi. They torched the place, killed our ambassador, and dragged his body through the streets. Is Syria any different? This is a civil war, and both sides hate us. We are right to express moral outrage at the horrors of chemical weapons. But are we so morally superior to think that the Arab League is any less outraged? If they withdraw their support, the House of Assad would fall. This is their part of the world, it's their backyard, and we have no dog in this fight. We would be smart to stay out of this. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be smart about it.